远方 sister, let's turn to the word of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们请翻开神的话。
First place, let's turn to Genesis.
第一处在创世纪。
Genesis chapter 1.
第一章。
Verse
26. 26节。
Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Created him. Male and female, he created them.
第二十六节，神说我们要照着我们的形象，按照我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬行的一切昆虫。神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
Chapter 2, verse 18. Then the Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make him a helper suitable for him."
第二章第十八节，耶和华神说，那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶帮助他。
And verse 21. So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and he slept. Then he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh at that place. And the Lord God fashioned into a woman the rib which he had taken from the man, and brought her to the man.
21节22节，耶和华神使他沉睡，他就睡了，于是取下他的一条肋骨，又把肉合起来，耶和华神就用那人身上所取的肋骨造了一个女人，领他到那人跟前。
The man said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man."
那人说，这是我骨中的骨，骨肉中的肉，可以称她为女人，因为她是从男人身上取出来的。
For this reason, a man shall leave his father and his mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh.
因此人要离开父母，与基督与妻子联合，二人要成为一体。
So let's turn to Revelation.
启示录。
Verse 21. Let me see what is that.
一到二节。
21. Let me see what is that. We should begin. It's about the marriage.Yes. So let me see that where it is. Okay, it's in the verse 10. 21, Revelation 21, verse 10. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, show me the holy city Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God. And having the glory of God, her brilliance was like a very costly stone, a stone of crystal clear jasper.
启示录第二十一章第十到十一节，我被圣灵感动，天使就带我到一座高大的山，将那由神那里从天降临的圣城耶路撒冷指示给我，城中有神的荣耀，城里的光辉如同极贵的宝石，好像碧玉明如水晶。
So this city is the bride of Christ.
这个城是基督的心腹。
And because in the 19 verse 7 it says, "Let us rejoice and be glad, and give the glory to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready."
因为在第十九章启示录十九章第七节这样讲，我们都要欢喜快乐， 将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，新妇也自己装扮预备好了。
And verse 8 says, It was given to her to clothe herself in fine linen, bright and clean, and for fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints.
就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
Then he said to me, Right, blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb.And he said to me, These are the true words of God.
天使吩咐我说，你要喜上，凡被请赴羔羊之婚宴的有福了。又对我说，这是神真实的话。
So these two places, one is in Genesis 1 and 2, and the other one is the very end of the chapter of Revelation, very end of the book of Revelation.
刚才我们所念的是两处的圣经，一处是在创世纪一开始第一章、第二章，一处是在启示录的后面。
These four chapters, we call it the eternal purpose of God.
这四章我们称作神永远的旨意。
And if a man had not sinned,
如果人没有犯罪的话
，we often said, "What happened if a man had not sinned?"
我们常常假想，如果人没有犯罪的话
，and then the Bible only had these four chapters.
那么圣经只需要这四章而已。
So it's very important for us to know the first two chapters of Genesis.
所以对于我们来说，要明白创世纪的前两章非常重要。
And in the very end of the book of Bible is about the fulfillment of the first two chapters of the Genesis.
那么在圣经最后的章节里面啊，就告诉我们神在创世纪的前两章的目的成就了。
So I'd like you to remember three things.
所以我希望能够记住三件，大家记住三件事。
God created us in the image of Him.
神乃是借着他的形象造了我们。
So image of God is one first key important thing that we need to remember.
所以神的形象乃是我们所需要记住的第一件首要的事。
Second,
第二呢
，is God created us so that we can rule as a king over all His creation.
神造我们乃是要让我们掌管所有的受造之物。
That's the second very important purpose of God.
这是神永远旨意的第二个部分。
Like a king rule over all His creation, actually.In New Testament, it tells us we also rule over angels.
那么作为王，我们是要掌管一切，是管理一切的。就像新约告诉我们，我们甚至连天使我们都要管。
And the third thing is about the marriage.
第三乃是讲到婚姻。
And this is a marriage also. It is in the eternal purpose of God.
这个婚姻也是神永远旨意的一个部分。
Because it is in first two chapters, man had not sinned yet.
因为在第前两章，人还没有犯罪，在创世纪前两章。
And all these three things are related to Christ.
那么这三件事情都和基督是相连的。
Christ is exact image of God.
因为基督乃是神的形象。
Christ is a king.
基督乃是王。
He is a king of kings.
他是万王之王。
Lord of the lords.
是万主之主。
And it is Christ we will be married to.
是基督我们要与他结婚。
So these three things are very important to understand what is the eternal purpose of God.
所以这三件事情乃是我们能够明白神永远的旨意是什么。
And I hope today,It takes really God's Spirit to reveal that to our heart.
今天也只有靠着神的灵能够把它启示在我们的心里。
So our heart can be joined to Christ.
我们的心可以和基督相连。
It takes a revelation.
是需要，这个是需要启示的。
Not just the words from preachers and words from another person.
并不是需要通过别人的口里或者说讲道者的话。
And we hope that everyone here.We have this simple prayer in our heart.
所以我希望在座每一个人心里边都有这样的祷告。
Lord, reveal yourself to us.
主啊，求你把你自己启示给我。
Draw our heart to you.
把我们的心和你相连。
And only the beauty and the virtue of the Lord Himself can draw our heart to follow Him, pursue Him.
唯有神的性情和美丽可以吸引我们去跟随他，去寻求他。
Let's turn to other places in the Bible.
我们再翻开圣经的别处的经文。
Let's turn to Jeremiah.
耶利米书
6:16.
第六章十六节。
Because our fellowship today has something to do with the eternal purpose of God, so that I like to use these passages to prepare our heart.
因为今天我们所要交通的是和神永远的旨意相连接，是关于神永远的旨意，所以我希望借着这些圣经，使我们的心能够预备好，能够打开。
Thus says the Lord, stand, Jeremiah 6:16. Thus says the Lord, stand by the ways and see.And ask for the ancient path, where the good way is, and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls.
耶和华如此说，你们当站在路上查看，访问古道，哪是栈道，便行在其间。这样，你们心里必得安息。他们却说，我们不行在其间。
But they said, we will not walk in it.
他们怎么说？我们不行在其间。
So here, Jeremiah encourages.To look for the ancient path.
在这里，耶利米乃是鼓励我们要去寻找古道。
Because where the good way is and walk in it.
因为那里是善道，我们可以行在其中。
So you will find, we will find rest for our souls.
那么我们的魂就能够得到安息。
And let's turn to Matthew.
马太福音。
19.
十九章
19 verse 3. Some Pharisees came to Jesus, testing him and asking, "Is this lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any reason at all?"
马太福音十九章第三节，有法利赛人来试探耶稣，说：“人无论什么缘故都可以休妻吗？”
And he answered, said, "Have you not read that he who created them from the beginning made them male and female?"
耶稣回答说，那起初造人的是造男造女。
And said, "For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh, so that they are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let no man separate."
并且说，因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。这经你们没有念过吗？既然如此，夫妻不再是两个人，乃是一体的了。所以神配合的人不可分开。
And they said to him, "Why then did Moses command to give her a certificate of divorce and send her away?" And he said to them, "Because of your hardness of heart, Moses permitted you to divorce your wife. But from the beginning."It has not been this way.
法利赛人说，这样摩西为什么吩咐给妻子休书就可以休她呢？耶稣说，摩西因为你们的心硬，所以许你们休妻，但起初并不是这样。
Now let's turn to John Gospel.
约翰福音。
So please remember this, in Matthew 19, the key word is from the beginning, from the beginning.
大家记住刚才我们所念的这个马太福音，这讲的是起初。起初不是这样。
And John, Gospel according to John, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God.
约翰福音第一章第一节，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神，这道太初与神同在。
And the key word is the beginning, in the beginning.
这个关键的词就是太初，也就是起初。
And let's also turn to First John.
约翰一书
What was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands concerning the word of life.
论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
So again, here in this passage is from Jeremiah, and from our Lord Jesus, and from John, the last apostles who survived, all other apostles, and we heard their word always bring us to the very beginning.
所以从刚才我们所念的圣经啊，耶利米书。主耶稣自己的马太福音还有最后一个使徒约翰啊，都反复强调这个词，这就是起初。
So even the Pharisee who came to the Lord, even he saw something permissible in the law of Moses, but he still had this question.
甚至连一个法利赛人啊，他从那个摩西的法律里边好像看到是本来可以做的事情，但是好像是有问题。
And in, somehow in his heart, he had this question.
因为在他的心里面啊，有这么一个问题。
Even it's permissible in the law, but he said, he had this question, is that lawful? I mean, you are Pharisees, you should know the Bible. Of course, it's lawful.
在他的心里面啊，即使是律法允许的，但是他心里面总是怀疑，这究竟是不是真的允许呢？我们都不是法利赛人，我们都应该知道。
But it is more than lawful or permissible or not.
这不是啊，不光只是合不合法的问题，合不合律法的问题。
Christian should ask, it is in God's heart or not.
我们基督徒应该来寻求，究竟是不是行神心里边这样想的。
It is in God's original plan or not.
是不是在神起初的旨意里面？
So sometimes in the law, in the Bible, there may be some compromises as the law, in the law of, in the law of Moses.
就像在摩西律法里边，我们都知道圣经里边有的时候需要有一些妥协。
Sometimes, oftentimes, young Christians, whether you are young people or not, they tend to say, you know what, Bible didn't say, I cannot go to party, I cannot do this, I can do that. A lot of things, modern activities, maybe not recorded in the Bible.
就像我们很多年轻的基督徒，不是指年纪上的年轻哈，我们常常都知道圣经里边并不是那么规定我们需不需要去参加那个宴乐。
But the real question should be that it is in God's heart.
但是我们真是要来问，虽然 Bible 圣经没有这样规定，那么在神心里边是怎么样想的呢？
Sometimes you ask your parents something like keep bothering them. He says, okay, you can go. But in their heart, they really don't want you to do or to go.
就像有时候你问你父母亲能不能去啊？父母亲说可以去，但是你知道在父母亲心里面想的是他不愿意你去参加那样的活动。
So to understand the eternal purpose of God, what is really matters in God's heart, we need to go back to the very beginning.
所以真正要明白神永远的旨意呢，最关键的是就要明白神心里边究竟在想什么，所以我们必须要回到起初。
So John God purposely on purpose allowed him to survive all other apostles.
神有意安排使徒约翰能够活得比别的使徒都更久。
After church had developedMore than half century.
那个时候教会已经在地上有半个世纪之久了。
From the birth of the church, through the expansion of the church, and the influence of the church, and through the persecutions, through all this half century's history of early Christian church.
教会已经经历了从创建啊扩展，最后啊受到逼迫。整个一个过程。
Through all this, God allowed John to survive all other apostles to give us something that was missing.
经过了半个世纪之久，神让约翰能够存留到最后，是因为要他来补满一些缺欠的地方。
Gradually, the brown sister, their heart, was further away from the heart of God.
因为神的儿女弟兄姊妹们渐渐的心开始偏离了神的心。
What is most important to God himself?
就是那些 对神来说最重要的是什么的事情
？So his books all start with in the beginning, from the beginning.
所以约翰被兴起来，他所写的书啊，都会提到，一开始都会提到从起初。
Last Friday Bible study, one of our young people raised a very good question.
在上个星期五、我们青少年查经的时候有个年轻人提了一个很好的问题。
Because we read this part of 1 Corinthians that Paul says women are not allowed to speak in the church.
我们因为查到哥林多前书、说、女人在会中、不允许讲道。
And so that the obvious question was raised, how could a churchwill have a new idea or innovate itself if more than half a population cannot contribute the new ideas.
所以这个问题就是说想一想看、这个教会里边有一半以上的人不允许他们参与的话参与怎么会教会怎么样能够更新有好的建议呢、好的主意呢
how can we compete in this marketplace?
所以我们在现在这个时代怎么样和别的教会竞争呢?
This is a very good question. I mean, this is a question, it needs us to really think through.
所以这个问题非常好,使我们来仔细想想。
Now, key words, is in the marketplace.
那么,是我们使教会怎么样来这个世界能够去竞争呢?所以关键就是在这个世界。
Yeah, in the marketplace, we need to innovate, we need to have a lot of good ideas.And we need a lot of female workers to contribute.
在这个商业界哈，在商界里边竞争呢。那我们知道，在商界的话，很多人需要有很多新的主意、新的创新，才能够去竞争，对不对
？But in church, it's opposite.
但是在教会却是与之相反。
Church always should go back to the beginning.
教会永远都要回到起初。
And we need to.Later, God will judge the church not based on how innovative we are. It is judged by how faithful we are to the original plan of God, original purpose of God.
所以神将来有一天审判的时候，不是论断那个评价教会，不是根据教会有多少创新的主意，而是根据教会有多能够回到神原初的计划到什么样的程度。
So if a church is focused on innovation, new ideas, that is the wrong church you want to be in.
如果一个教会它的中心是要创新、要改革的话，那么它就是一个错误的教会。
Church has to be in the faithful to the original word of God.
教会应该忠实于神原初的计划。
So a lot of questions that young people raise actually very important questions that actually impact a lot of sisters.
所以一些年轻的弟兄姊妹他们提出这样的问题来说是非常好的问题能够影响我们能够深入的思考。
So that's why we need to really think of how to go back to the very beginning.
所以我们需要来认真的思想怎么样回到起初。
He says, Paul says, everything is lawful.
神是保罗说，什么事情都可以做。
You know, the last Saturday we studied the Galatians. Galatians is about Christian liberty.
上个星期天星期六我们在查加拉太书，加拉太书来是讲到我们有自由。
Everything is lawful.
所有的东西都是合法的。
But not everything is.Profitable for spiritual growth.
但是不是所有的事情都对我们的属灵生命有益处。
Not everything is possible, profitable for us to know God's will.
并不是所有的事情都使我们有益，能够去有益帮助我们明白神的旨意。
So that is why it's very important for us to really constantly look for this God's will from the beginning.
所以对我们来说非常重要我们要回到起初来明白、神的心意。
Paul says, I didn't disobey the heavenly vision.
保罗就像保罗所说的我没有违背起初从天来的意象。
So after he evangelized the whole world, but he always kept this heavenly vision. He met the Lord in the very beginning at his conversion.
他已经把福音传遍了世界，然后他还始终坚持当初一开始信主的时候从天上所领受的意象。
Everything he did, he judged himself according to the heavenly vision he received at his conversion.
他所做的一切都是回到起初当初他所看到的那个意象来看自己是不是正确。
So for Christians, every step we take, we need to judge ourselves to the original purpose of God.
所以我们基督徒也应当如此，我们所行的每一步，我们都要用神永远的旨意来衡量。
So we like to hear from the life of Abraham.
所以我们也要来看亚伯拉罕的一生。
After man sinned,
当人犯罪以后,
how God will restore us back to the path to the eternal purpose of God.
神要怎么样把我们从最终恢复过来，回到神原初的道路上。
So in Genesis, we see there's four main figures.
在创世纪，我们看到有四个主要的人物：
Abraham, his son Isaac, and his son Jacob, and Joseph.
就是亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕的儿子以撒，以撒的儿子雅各，雅各的儿子约瑟。
Their story takes up 40 chapters, close to 40 chapters of Genesis.
他们这四个人的描述占据了创世纪的近40章的篇幅。
The Genesis has how many chapters does Genesis have?
创世纪有多少个多少章呢? 50章。
So in the 40 chapters, actually devoted to these four individuals.
那么用了40章的篇幅来
Because God wants to show from these four figures how He restored us back to God's original purpose.
因为神的目的是要借着这四个人物来告诉我们他怎么样把人恢复到他原初的道路上。
So we see that this is the third installment of this subject.
这是我的第四次分享这个题目。
Third. So we share from Abraham, first time, the characteristics of his faith.
我们第一次讲到亚伯拉罕的信心的特征是什么？
Because Abraham is called father of our faith.
因为亚伯拉罕被称作信心之父。
What that means is that it's like God used Abraham as a sample, as a model, so that you know what sample it is, right? You need to have a sample is a representative of all these real products.
那么亚伯拉罕的信心，神把它作为一个好像是一个标本。
作为所有人的信心的一个标准。So the sample has the same ingredients and have going through the same process and going through the same quality control.
就好像是个标本，它要需要经历过同样的一个合成、一个质量检查的过程。And
so that's important for us. So God used Abraham. So God called Abraham father of our faith, meaning that God want to have exact same ingredients that Abraham has in our faith.
就像亚伯拉罕的信心里边有组成的成分，有合有做混合的过程和质量检验的标准。你要让我们也有同样的一个情形。God will
put us in a similar process so that we can have Abraham-like faith.
所以神要把我们带到同样的一个过程经历的里面，使我们有相同样的信心。
So it's important for us to learn from life of Abraham.
所以对我们非常重要，我们来看亚伯拉罕的信心。So
we mentioned these are three characteristics that he had.
我们讲到他的那个信心的三个特征。
First, that the Lord the God of glory appeared to him.
第一就是神的荣耀的神向他显现。
So what that means to us?
这是什么意思对我们来说?
Means that we need to have a genuine conversion experience.
就是我们必须要有真实的那个转变的过程。 重生的过程。
This is very critical for us.
这对我们是非常重要的。
We need to know that we really encountered God.
也就是我们必须要真的遇见神。
And that when we truly encounter God, we know immediately that we are sinners.
当我们真实遇见神以后，我们马上就会觉得我们是个罪人。
There are many, many so-called Christians, they are not Christians.
我们都知道很多自称为是基督徒的人，他们不是基督徒。
So, you want to be very sure, I want to be very sure that I'm genuine Christian, genuine child of God.
所以你需要来确认，我也同样需要来确认我是真实的神的儿女。
Do you have this living faith in Christ Jesus?
你有这样的活的信心没有？在基督的里面的信心？
Baptism doesn't count.
受浸本身算不得什么。
You can be baptized 100 times, it doesn't matter.
你可以受浸千百次，还是没有意义。
You have to have this living faith first.
你必须要有活的信心，这是首要的。
Then baptism counts.
然后受浸才会有意义。
So first thing is that Abraham encountered God.
所以第一，亚伯拉罕他遇见了神。
So God wants each one of us to have the similar encounter with God.
所以神需要我们每一个人都要有同样的遇见。
And God is willing to reveal himself to us.
神是非常乐意把他启示给我们。
That's why he sent his only begotten son to die for us.
这就是为什么他把他的唯一的独生子赐下来为我们死。
If you really want him, he will reveal himself to you.
如果我们真实想要他的话，他一定会显现给我们。
And second thing we talk about is that his obedience.
第二个特征乃是讲到他的顺服。
We know that Bible says, by faith, when he was called, he obeyed.
圣经告诉我们，当他遇见了的时候，他就顺服。
And that's very critical for us to understand. Faith means obedience.
所以对我们来说，这是非常的重要，因为信心就表示要顺服。
True and genuine faith will produce obedience.
真实的信心是会产生说顺服。
Nothing caused harm to other non-believers to want to know the Lord more than a Christian without testimony.
没有任何事情对于那些还没有信的人造成伤害更大，如果我们基督徒的见证不好的话。
So it is critical for us to have obedience in our life.
所以 对于我们生命来说，我们的顺服是非常重要的。
God asked him to offer his only son, Isaac, to the altar.
神要亚伯拉罕把他的唯一的儿子献在祭坛上。
He obeyed.
他顺服了。
So obedience is very critical.
所以顺服是件极其重要的事。
You know, the he reads Bible. Everybody reads Bible for different motives.
我们每一个人都圣经都有自己的目的，我们都知道有一个弟兄叫 Stephen Stott.
I think one of the best way to read is, I also learned from City Start, is that he reads Bible, look for the commandments that he can obey every day.
有一件事情我从这个 City Start 弟兄那儿学到最好的功，就是他每次读圣经的时候，乃是寻求神的旨意，好去顺服。
So every day he looked for the commandments for him to obey.
他在神的话语里面寻找诫命，好去学。 使他每一天可以去顺服,
in order to show his love to Christ.
以此来表达他对神的爱,
and third characteristic of Abraham is this, his spiritual sensitivity.
第三个亚伯拉罕信心的特征就是他的属灵的敏感力。
You remember that the oldest saints in the Old Testament They are very sensitive to God's calling. When God calls, they respond immediately.
啊，旧约里面很所有的圣徒都有一个很重要的特征，就是他们对神的呼召是很敏感的。
Nowadays, we often ask, "What? I don't know how when the Lord Jesus called me yet or answered my prayers even." We are very insensitive to spiritual matters.
今天我们对神的属灵的事情好像很不敏感。啊，神什么时候叫告诉我要做什么？我的祷告他什么时候回答
？We cannot distinguish the voice of God, from voices of any other things.
我们很难分辨出神从神来的声音和别的声音之间的区别。
So recently, I advised some of our young brothers, our young people, to start fasting.
最近我也要求我们的青少年要学习禁食祷告。
Because fasting helps us to sharpen our spiritual sensitivity.
因为禁食能够使我们对属灵事情的敏感能够加强。
I think our younger generation.Especially living in America, we are more on the side of indulgence in everything.
我们年轻人，尤其是在美国长大的年轻人，常常满足于一些事情。
And so this fasting is very important.
所以禁食啊是件蛮重要的事。
I think it's very important to modern Christians.
对于我们现代的基督徒尤其重要。
Because we, especially America, U.S. Christians live in America, there's so much destruction from this world.
尤其是在美国的基督徒啊，这个世界的诱惑力是何等的大。
We are all overweight.
我们都超重，体重。
This is just a simple fact. That means we are all on the side of indulgence.
这说明啊，这是个很严峻的事实，说明我们每个人都。比较放
That's why our spiritual sensitivity is not there. It's lost.
也就是说，我们属灵的敏感啊，已经减弱了。
So if we wanna in the lockstep of the Holy Spirit, we really need to focus on spiritual things and deny yourself. You don't have to watch every new movies.Iron Man 3, Superman 2, I mean not the 2 now, 4, something like that. You don't have to go every kind of movie. We have to say no. Right? Some of these movies, yes, it's exciting. I like to watch either. But you have to say no.
所以我们要学会对很多世界上的诱惑的那个就像很多电影啊像那个铁人第三还有什么第四。我们应该学会对这些电影，我们都很喜欢看，对不对？我们需要学会对这些事情诱惑说不。
It's a lawful. I mean, nothing wrong watching this. But what you're gonna lose is your spiritual sensitivity.
当然，我们看这些东西没有什么不可以的，也不是什么法律规定不能看。但是呢，我们如果去满足于看这些东西的话，我们就会丧失属灵的敏锐。
And the last time we share, so these are the characteristics of Abraham's faith.
这是啊，这些都是亚伯拉罕信心的特征。
And God wants the same thing in our faith as well.
神也需要我们的信心有同样的特征。
That's why Abraham was able to see Christ 2,000 years later.
借着这些亚伯拉罕的，能够看到在2000年前就能够看到啊基督。
Because Christ would.Be born 2,000 years later than Abraham.
因为基督的出生是在亚伯拉罕之后2000年。
The Bible says he looked for the days of the Lord Jesus, and he saw it. He rejoiced.
圣经告诉我们，亚伯拉罕当看见基督的日子，他就欢欢喜喜的。
And his faith also enabled him to see this city, which is read in Revelation.
而且亚伯拉罕的信心也使他能够看见荣耀的城在我们刚才启示录里边读到的那个城。
He looked for the city with foundation whose architect and builder is God.
他乃是看见了那座有根基的城是神所经营所建造的。
So this is a very important ingredient God wants us to have.
这就是, 神所要我们有的信心的这些组成。
Not the faith that you know you can heal somebody. That's great. It's a very make you very popular if you can have a faith of healing. Right? That's very important. Holy Spirit will give us that. But I think it's more important that we have these ingredients in our faith.
当然我们都知道那些好像可以有医治恩赐的那种信心好像是非常时髦的当然这种信心是神可以给我们的但是呢亚伯拉罕的这些信心这些组成这些三个特征才是我们更应该看重的
And the last time we mentioned about the land so God wanted Abraham to learn just two lessons in his whole life with this faith.
神要让亚伯拉罕靠着这个信心在他的一生中学两个很重要的功课。上次我们看了其中的一个关于那个地。It
is about the land first, last time we shared. And second spiritual lesson God wanted to learn is about having a son.
我们第一次分享到的他的第一个功课就是关于那个地,那个应许地。那么他学的第二个功课就是关于他的儿子。And
we shared last time God wanted to use that land to show us the riches of Christ.
我们都知道,上一次我们提到,那个地乃是预表着基督的丰富。
The land that flowed with the milk and honey, the glory of the whole land.
那是牛奶与蜜之地,是神的荣耀。
You see that it is hard to explain how rich a person is.
有时候我们非常难以描述一个人的丰富是怎么样的一个情形。
Especially how rich Christ is in a spiritual sense.
尤其是基督在属灵上他的那个丰富。
And the one picture that captured my heart is that when Abraham's servant went to look for a bride for Abraham's son Isaac.
有一个图画常常使我心里感到很惊奇就是当亚伯拉罕的仆人出去要为亚伯拉罕的儿子以撒寻求一个妻子
And this servant found Rebecca, right? Rebecca. He prayed first. He says, I'm going to ask this whoever came out to draw water, I'm going to ask these questions. If she says yes, then she'll be the person that you have for my master's son.
这个仆人就祷告说，我要问如下的一些问题。如果我碰见的那个女子能够在每一个问题都说是的话，那么她一定就是我的小仆人的那个妻子。Then
he found Rebecca.
然后他就发现了利百加。And
then he gave Rebecca golden, what's it called? Bracelet, yeah. And then ring, gold, very heavy gold, right? So, and then, and then later Rebecca went home and told, his father and the brother is Laban. Laban, you know, Bible is very interesting. Laban saw, wow, gold. And Laban, they went out first. You know Laban, right? His uncle later, Jacob's uncle. He went out first. Oh, come in. And this servant of Abraham told his family about how rich his master was.
那么这个仆人这个亚伯拉罕的仆人就给了利百加一个手足一个金的纯金的手足然后呢利百加就赶快就跑回家去遇见他的那个哥哥叫拉班我们都知道拉班是个很贪婪的人又看到这个金手足就高兴的话赶快就把他叫到我们家里来吧。And
then the servant described the riches of his master and then he said that all these riches are given to his son.
那么他的仆人就给他们利百加的家人描述他的主人有多么的丰富 描述完以后就对他们说哦，主人所有的丰富都要给这个儿子的。
You see, why this servant describe how rich his master is, how rich the master's son is?
那么为什么他的仆人要描述他的主人的有如何的丰富呢？
Is to capture Rebecca's heart.
因为是为了要抓住利百加的心。
So don't think negatively. It have to read it. Bible uses this real story to tell us a spiritual lesson.
这根本不是带有那种负面的好像诱惑哈，而是圣经要来告诉我们这个属灵的后面的含义。
And of course the family says, oh, you know what? Yeah, we agree that you can take Rebecca, but allow Rebecca to live 10 more days. But his servant want to go back home immediately.
当然他家人听到了，利百加家人听到了非常高兴，就说可以可以，能不能再让利百加在我们中间住十天呢？但他不能回答说不行，我们现在就要走。
And you know that, and the servant is very smart. He said, let's ask who? Huh?
利百加。
Oh, yeah. So his servant said, let's ask Rebecca. Let's see.Her opinion. And Rebecca says, yes, I'd like to stay 10 more days, or maybe 20 days. Would you allow me to stay 20 days? Did she answer like that?
那么这个仆人当然很聪明了，他说要不要我们来问利百加，看看他自己是怎么样想的，愿不愿意再待一段时间，再待十天再走。你想想看，利百加的回答是答案是什么呢？利百加会说啊，我再待十天或者再待二十天以后再离开父家到你们那里。
I need to hug all my relatives, my parents. I'll never see them again.
因为我需要跟我的父母亲道别，要和他们一起要再亲近一段时间，还有好多的亲戚朋友呢。
No, Rebecca says, yes, I want to go.To Isaac immediately with the servant.
利百加真正的回答是什么呢？利百加说：“不，我马上就要走，我要去看看，以撒夫君是什么样子。”
It is rich of Isaac capture Rebecca's heart.
是因为以撒的丰富吸引着利百加的心。
It is Holy Spirit is doing the same thing today. It's to show us.That the riches of Christ to capture our heart to say yes, yes to the Lord Jesus, His calling.
那么圣灵今天在我们心中做同样的工作，要把主耶稣基督的丰富启示在我们的里面来吸引我们。
You see, that's why that's the work of Holy Spirit in us to show how beauty, how glory, how rich Christ is.
因为圣灵的工作就是要在我们的心里边显出我们主的美丽的丰富的荣耀。
This is the main purpose of the Lord to show us that the lesson of that promised land.
这就是那个神要把那个应许地的丰富显给我们看的原因。
Because time, we will not go through the other.Points of that land, the lessons from that land. So we're going to delve into today's subject.
因为时间的缘故，我们不能再去回顾前面关于这个应许地的那其他的丰富。我们需要来回到今天的话题。
We all like Rebecca say yes to the Lord. Lord, yes, I want to be with you now.
巴不得我们每一个人都像利百加那样说。神啊，我愿意，我不能够再等一刻，我愿意现在就开始。
So let's turn to some of the passages for today's subject. Let's turn to Genesis 15.
让我们翻开今天我们要讲的主题，就是来读几节圣经，创世纪第十五章。
15 verse 1. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision, saying, Do not fear Abraham, I'm a shield to you. Your reward shall be very great.
这是以后耶和华在异象中有话对亚伯兰说，亚伯兰，你不要惧怕， 我是你的盾牌, 必大大地赏赐你。
Abraham said, O Lord God, what will you give me since I am childless and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus?
亚伯兰说, 主耶和华, 我既无子, 你还赐我什么呢? 并且要承受我家业的是大马色人以利以谢吗?
And Abraham said, Since you have given no offspring to me, one born in my house is my heir.
亚伯兰又说, 你没有给我儿子, 那生在我家里的人就是我的后嗣。
Then, behold, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, This man will not be your heir, but one who will come forth from your own body, he shall be your heir.
耶和华又有话对他说, 这人必不成为你的后嗣, 你本身所生的, 才成为你的后嗣。
And he took him outside and said, Now look toward the heavens and count the stars. If you are able to count them, and he said to him, So shall your descendants be.
于是领他走到外边, 说, 你向天观看, 数算星众星, 能数得过来吗? 又对他说, 你的后裔将要如此。
Then he believed in the Lord, and he reckoned it to him as righteousness.
亚伯拉罕信耶和华, 耶和华就以此为他的义。
Let's turn to chapter 18.
第十八章,
verse 9. Then they said to him, these three angels, one of them is God himself, manifest in the flesh. The three angels, so they said to him, Where is Sarah your wife? And he said, There in the tent. And he said, I will surely return to you at this time next year. And behold, Sarah your wife, will have a son. And Sarah was listening at the tent door, who was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, advanced in age. Sarah was past childbearing. Sarah laughed to herself, saying, After I have become old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord, being old also?
第十八章第九节，他们就是那三个天使其中一个是神变成人的样式哈，他们对亚伯拉罕说，你妻子莎拉在哪里？他说在帐篷里。三个人中有一位说，到明年这时候我必回到你那里，你的妻子莎拉必生一个儿子，莎拉在那人后边的帐篷门口也听见了这话，亚伯拉罕和莎拉年纪老迈，莎拉的月经已经断绝了，莎拉心里暗笑说，我已衰败。
So at this time, Abraham was 99 years old. Sarah was 90 years old.
在那个时候，亚伯拉罕已经99岁了，莎拉也90岁了。
Of course, we know later God, as He promised, gave them a son.
当然，我们都知道，到后来神果然应许成就了，给了他一个儿子。
And Abraham and Sarah, they gave birth to a son. Isaac.
那么亚伯拉罕和撒拉就生了一个儿子以撒。So
Isaac is a very good name. We have two Isaacs here in our midst.
以撒是个很好的名字，我们这里有两个以撒，Isaac.
And verse 22, chapter 22. I'm sorry.
22章.
Now it came about after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, Here I am.
这是以后。 神要试验亚伯拉罕，就呼叫他说：“亚伯拉罕，他说我在这里。”
He said, "Take now your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I will tell you."
神说：“你带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地去，在我所要指示你的山上，把他献为燔祭。”
So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son, And he split wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him.
亚伯兰清早起来背上驴带上两个仆人和他的儿子以撒也劈好了燔祭的柴就起身往神所要指示他的地方去。
And verse 5, Abraham said to his young man, stay here with the donkey, and I and the lad will go over there, and we will worship, and we turn to you.
亚伯拉罕对他的仆人说, 你们和女儿在此等候, 我和童子往那里去拜一拜,
Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son, and he took in his hand the fire and the knife. So the two of them walked on together. Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, my father, and he said, here I am, my son. And he said, behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?
亚伯拉罕把燔祭的柴放在他儿子以撒身上, 自己手里拿着火和刀, 于是两人同行, 以撒对他的父亲亚伯拉罕说, 父亲啊, 亚伯拉罕说, 我儿, 我在这里, 以撒说, 请看, 火和柴都有了, 但燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢?
Abraham said, God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. So the two of them walked on together.
亚伯拉罕说, 我儿, 神必 自己预备做燔祭的羊羔, 于是二人同行。
So let's turn to Romans chapter 4.
罗马书第四章。
Let's turn to chapter 4, book of Romans, verse 16. For this reason, it is by faith in order that it may be in accordance with grace, so that promise will be guaranteed to all the descendants, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all.
所以罗马书第四章十六节，所以人都为后世是本乎信，因此就属福恩，叫应许归于，定然归给一切后裔，不但是归给那属乎律法的，也是归给那些效法亚伯拉罕之信的。
17. As it is written, a father of many nations have I made you, in the presence of him whom he believed, even God, who gives life to the dead and calls into being that which does not exist.
17节, 亚伯拉罕所信的是叫那死人复活从无变为有的神, 他在主面前做我们世人的父, 如同经上所记, 我已经立你做多国的父。
So here, 17, he mentioned the God he believed. What kind of God he believed? He mentioned that God of resurrection, he gives life to the dead, and God of creation, he calls into being that which does not exist. But look at the, pay attention to the order. He believed God as God of resurrection first.
在这里我们也想注意一下这个神他所信的神是什么呢？是叫死人 从死里复活，死为变无有的神。注意这个次序，他是先提到叫死人复活，然后才是死无变为有的神。
In verse 18, in hope against hope, he believed so that he might become a father of many nations, according to that which had been spoken, shall your descendants be. Without becoming weak in faith, he contemplated his own body, now as good as death, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb.
18节, 他在无可指望的时候,因信仍有指望,就得以做多国的父, 正如先前所说, 你的后裔将要如此, 他将近百岁的时候, 虽然想到自己的身体如同已死, 刹那的生育已经断绝, 他的信心还是不软弱。
Yet, as respect to the promise of God, he did not waver in unbelief, but grow strong in faith, giving glory to God.
并且仰望神的应许，总没有因不信心里起疑惑，反倒因信心里坚固，将荣耀归给神。
And being fully assured that what God had promised, he was also able to perform.
且满心相信神所应许的必然做成。
And let's turn to Hebrew.
希伯来书。
11.
第11章,
verse
17. 第17节,
by faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, And he who had received the promises was offering up his only begotten son. It was he to whom it was said, In Isaac your descendants shall be called. He considered that God is able to raise people even from the dead, from which he also received him back as a type.
17节开始, 亚伯拉罕因着信被试验的时候, 就把以撒献上这便是那, 喜欢领受, 那, 欢喜领受应许的，将自己的独生的儿子献上，论到这儿子曾有话说：“从以撒生的，才要称为你的后裔。”他以为神还能叫人从死里复活，他也仿佛从死中得回他的儿子来。So
this is the second lesson God want to show Abraham. God want Abraham to learn in his faith, and God want us also to learn.
那么第二个，神要亚伯拉罕，所记得在信心里边所学的功课，那也是神要让我们在信心里边学同样的功课是什么？
That lesson started from chapter 15 of Genesis.
就是从创世纪15章开始提到的那个。
When God wanted to bless him and wanted to protect him and said, "I'm going to reward you greatly."
神要保护他，要
But Abraham said, you've already blessed me so much. If you bless him more, doesn't mean anything to me anymore.
神说他要赐福给他更多，那么亚伯拉罕说，你已经赐福我这么多了，你还有什么可以赐福我的呢？
So he says, because I don't have a heir, I don't have a son.
所以亚伯拉罕说，我没有儿子。
So all the blessings will in the end become nothing.
所以你给我的所有的祝福到最后都成为无有。
I want a son.
所以我希望有一个儿子。
That's what Abraham's deep cry from his heart.
这是亚伯拉罕心里边最深处的呼求。
And God knows, of course God knows his situation.
当然神知道他的情形。 他的处境,
so God wants him to learn another very important lesson.
所以神要给他带学另外一个功课,
how he will get a son.
他要怎么样来得这个儿子?
It is have to be through the resurrection.
就是要通过从死里复活。
So God showed him this lesson twice.
神连续两次把这个功课告诉他。
He had to learn twice.
他必须要两次来学。
How Isaac even was able to conceive, was being conceived, and to be born.
第一就是这个以撒要怎么样生出来，怎么样怀孕生。
And this has to be through the resurrection.
这个本身就是从死里复活的过程。
Because Abraham was 100 years old. Sarah was 90 years old. They already passed natural capacity to give birth.
因为亚伯拉罕已经近百岁，而以撒拉也90岁了，他们已经通过了生育的年纪。Romans
4 tells us very clearly.
罗马书第四章非常清楚地告诉我们。
The two times it says, he considered himself as dead, as good as the dead.
他说他已经看自己如同已死。
As good as dead. And consider Sarah's womb the deadness of her womb.
那么也不光是看自己如同已死，就连莎拉自己已经绝了生育。
So twice he mentioned death.
他两次讲到已经死了。
It's almost like a death sentence already be announced.
就好像那个死刑已经宣布了一样。
So they have to lose all the hopes.
所以他们已经完全没有希望了。And
this is how the resurrection begins.
这就是复活的开始。God
wanted them to lose all the hope on human side.
神乃是让他们在从人的角度来看完全没有希望了。The
only way is through the power of God. through the resurrection.
唯一的办法就是借着神复活的大能。
And it is very critical for him and for us to learn.
这对于我们也是对他亚伯兰本人同样重要的功课。
This lesson of resurrection not only from the beginning.
这个复活的这个功课不光是起初就是这样。
All Christians, if you truly trust in the Lord and you're baptized, then we are already started to learn this lesson of resurrection.
对每一个基督徒从我们受浸那一刻开始我们就来学这个从死里复活的功课。
Because baptism, today we're going to have baptism. Baptism means we go through the death. And when we raise up from the water,We are going through the resurrection, and we're going to have this newness of life, the resurrection life in us.
因为受浸的过程就是当我们进到水里面的时候，就预表着我们死了。当我们从水里起来的时候，我们就新的生命活过来了。
So Christians not only need to learn this lesson from the very beginning, but every day we need to experience the resurrection power of the Lord.
所以基督徒我们不光是从一开始我们经历这个死而复活的过程复活的事而且我们在每一天的生活里面我们都要来经历这个死而复活的过程
And he needs to learn that second time when Isaac was grown up it becomes his only son his darling
也就是说亚伯拉罕的儿子以撒渐渐长大以后成为他心中最喜爱的儿子的时候他还要来学这个功课
And God says I want you to offer him up as a burnt offering.
神对他说你要把他献上当作燔祭。
So this lesson needs to be with us every single day.
也就是说这个死而复活的这个功课是我们每天要来学的功课。
Christian faith is from faith to faith. It is a journey.
基督徒的信心乃是从信开始以至于信。
It is a long journey.
是一个长一生的经历。
And every single day, we need to experience Lord of Resurrection.
所以每一天我们就来经历主耶稣基督的复活，是一个一生的旅程。
We need to believe the Lord Jesus Himself has gone through this resurrection.
我们相信我们的主也本他自己也是经历这个死而复活。
Christ died for our sins.And he was buried, and he was resurrected in the third day.
他为我们的罪而死，他被埋葬了，然后第三天从死里复活。
And the very critical for our faith, because that's why Paul says he related to our saving faith. We need to, in our heart, believe God raised the Lord Jesus from the dead. With our mouth, confess he is the Lord. Then we shall be saved.
所以保罗非常强调这一点，他说。我们当心里相信耶稣基督从死里复活神把他从死里复活我们不光是心里嘴里承认心里还要相信。
If you don't believe Lord Jesus' resurrection, then I'm telling you, you're not Christian. You're not be born again yet.
如果你不相信主耶稣已经从死里复活我会告诉你你就还不是重生得救的基督。
It's not the ideal.
这不是一个概念而已
It's not
理想而已
the theory.
也不是个理论。
It is a fact.
这是一个事实。
Lord Jesus now lives among us, right beside you if you're a Christian, right in your heart.
如果基督徒耶稣不光是活着而且是活在我们的旁边活在我们的心里就是现在。
So this is very critical for us to experience this resurrection. It has a very practical effect on us.
这所以说对我们来说来活在这样这个相信这个是非常重要的而且对我们的实际的生活每天的生活也是同样的
Would that be if you believe Lord Jesus right by your side you do things differently you talk differently
想想看如果基督就是在你的旁边活着就是在你的里面活着你每天做的事情还会像现在这样去做吗
And this is a very important testimony of the church of together coming together as a church
这对教会能够聚集在一起来做这个见证也是同样的重要。
And that's why we need to really, how do we experience the resurrection? Is that to say to know to yourself?
我们经历这个死里复活的 这个事情就是要学习怎么样对自己说不。
Deny yourself.
就是否定自己。
To be dead to your own desire.
就是对自己的欲望死。
And trust in the Lord. And that's the power of resurrection.
然后呢，信赖神，这是使你复活的过程。
If you feel you're very weak.
大难。如果你觉得你自己很软弱。
It's not possible for you to accomplish anything.
使你觉得你自己根本不能做成什么事。
You have to be weak as dead.
你必须要如同已死那样的软，死的人，死的那样的软。
So you can only trust the Lord Jesus.
只有到这个时候，你就知道你要来唯一的仰望。
Give up most important things, the things that you love.
就是要放弃你所喜悦的事情，你觉得最重要的，你最喜爱的。
Say God want Abraham to offer Isaac, his only begotten, on the altar to him.
也就是像神要亚伯拉罕献上他独唯一的爱子。
The gift,
放在祭坛上。
The gift that I have, I need to lay on the altar.
我所有的恩典恩赐都要把它放在祭坛上。
Only when I get it back, then that is through the resurrection, God will accept.
当我再次取回来的时候，那就是已经经过死里复活神。
So that's very important. God only accept things through the resurrection into the eternity.
所以只有那些从死里复活的神说才能够到永远。
I know that's for a lot of people, it's just it needs a more explanation. What does that mean?
当然我知道很多弟兄姊妹需要更多的解释来明白这是什么意思。
What does that mean that everything has to go through death and the resurrection in order to be accepted by God Himself?
为了使神能够接受的话，每一件东西都必须要从死里。经过死然后复活过来才行。
Because this whole world, whole old creation was cursed.
因为所有的旧造这个世界都是被咒诅的。
So everything, good or bad, have to be put to death.
无论是好坏都必须要把它放在死地。
Your good intention.
包括你自己的那个善意。
Have to be put to death.
必须要致死。
And then,Through the resurrection, power and life, God will lead us on.
借着复活，借着神的大能，才能使他重新活过来，能够持续。
I think it needs a lot of illustration, a lot of explanation to really understand what it really means.
但需要很多的例子和解释来明白这其中的含义。
But I hope that Holy Spirit will.Guide our heart, because only Holy Spirit can guide us into all the truth.
但是我愿意圣灵，也只有圣灵才能把我们引到这一切的真理的里面。
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
因为圣灵乃是神的灵。
He can penetrate. He's the best teacher we ever have.
他是我们最好的老师，能够穿透人的心。
Today, we need to pray that we have this heart.I wanted to follow him and follow him hard.
我们需要有这样的心，我们要来跟随他，要坚定不移的跟随他。
If we have this heart, God will show us and lead us into all the truth.
我们有这样的心的话，神就会来启示我们，把我们带入真理。
Not only know it through our mind, but also experience it ourselves.
不光是在我们的悟性里面能够知道，而且能够在经历里边能够经历到。
And so may the Lord bless His word.
愿神祝福他的话。
This is the second lesson. After this lesson is learned, Abraham's life, Abraham basically faded into the background.
当亚伯拉罕学会了这第二个功课以后，他的关于他的记载好像就从这个。背景里边渐渐消失了。
Now Isaac become the center stage.
他的儿子以撒就渐渐的显明，表明就更清楚的记载。
So I hope that the Lord speaks to us this morning.
我希望神今天对我们每个人讲话。
And we all have faith. The mingle the words with our faith, so you will be profitable to us.
我们。希望把我们的信心和我们所听见的能够调和起来，就对我们有益处。
Things we call it in Genesis, 3,000 years ago.
在创世纪三千多年前，创世纪所记载的。
It's very, very relevant to us today.
对我们今天同样啊，非常的重要。
That's what Jeremiah encourages us to do.
这就是耶利米啊，鼓励我们所要做的。
Stand in the ways and see and ask where the ancient paths are.
站在道中啊，查看寻求古道在哪里。
Where the good way is.
那善道在哪里。
And walk in it.
并且可以行在其中。
I hope that through Abraham's life, we'll learn how to strive and pursue the Lord Himself.
巴不得借着亚伯拉罕的一生，我们能够努力啊，去寻求啊主他自己。
We all love the Lord a little bit more today than yesterday.
我们都爱主，巴不得每一天今天比昨天更好，更多。
Let's bow and have a word of prayer.
让我们低头有点祷告。
Father God, it's your great grace that we can gather together.
父啊，实在是你极大的恩典，使我们可以聚集在一起。
It is you who have drawn our heart to the Lord.
是因为你把我们的心吸引向着我们的主。
We pray that you will reveal your Son to us.
我们祈求，巴不得你启示你儿子给我们。
How you desire to reveal him to those who seek him.
你愿意启示给那些寻求他的人。
We pray that today, through the Holy Spirit, you'll teach us.
我们今天祷告，求你借着你的灵来教导我们。
How to believe in the Lord, Lord of the Resurrection.
怎么样去信我们的主，信那从死而复活的主。
Every day we have an experience of resurrection life.
每一天我们都来经历这个从死里复活的过程。
In Jesus' holy name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.